Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, September 10th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. The 10th Belt and Road Summit opened today. The 10th Belt and Road Summit opened today in Hong Kong, celebrating its milestone edition under the theme Collaborate for Change, Shape a Shared Future. Over 90 officials and business leaders from 16 Belt and Road countries gathered, signing 33 MOUs on the first day, covering projects in various countries. The policy dialogue focused on seizing opportunities in times of economic uncertainty, featuring key officials from Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Uzbekistan. The summit introduced new sessions highlighting major infrastructure projects and target markets like the Middle East and ASEAN. Deal-making sessions and an exhibition area aimed to foster collaboration and connect global partners. The summit is supported by partners like China International Capital Corporation Limited and Bank of China Hong Kong Limited, showcasing a wide range of investment projects and opportunities.
The Berkeley Palm Beach secures $62.5 million pre-construction loan, advancing West Palm Beach's next chapter of luxury high-rise living. The Berkeley Palm Beach has secured a $62.5 million pre-construction loan with New York-based JVP Management, marking a significant milestone for the 25-story, 193-residence development in downtown West Palm Beach. The loan reflects confidence in the city's growth as a hub for luxury real estate, dining, and corporate investment. Designed by Arquitectonica, the Berkeley offers residences with elegant finishes, Snedero kitchens, and floor-to-ceiling glass. Amenities include concierge services, a resort-style pool, wellness facilities, and a rooftop lounge with panoramic views. Developed by Allied Edelson, the Berkeley continues West Palm Beach's evolution as a sophisticated urban living destination.
Industry Social Club returns to Baltimore Museum of Industry. After Hours networking event launches Season 2. The Industry Social Club, presented by PNC, returns to the Baltimore Museum of Industry for its second season, offering a vital connection point for local professionals, creatives, and influencers. The season kicks off on September 17, 2025, with a panel discussion on technology, exploring how tech is shaping the future of Baltimore. The event aims to spark new ideas and connections through networking, panel discussions, and workshops across various industries. Each event will feature music, a cash bar, and tasty bites, creating a relaxed atmosphere for networking and camaraderie. For more information and updates, visit the bmi.com/industry-social-club. Serotonin Anti-Aging Centers debuts first South Carolina location. Serotonin Anti-Aging Centers is opening its first South Carolina location at 1145 Savannah Highway, Suite 220, with a grand opening event on October 9th. The center will offer treatments like medical weight loss, hormone replacement therapy, and body contouring. Owned by Julia and Peter Sheehan, the Charleston location is the first of three planned for the area. Staffed with licensed medical practitioners, Serotonin focuses on hormone optimization, aesthetic enhancement, weight control, and immunity. The franchise aims to lead the anti-aging industry with personalized health plans and a focus on overall well-being. For more information, visit serotonincenters.com/charleston or call 843-547-5892.
8 ASX stocks to buy before the Fed cuts rates. Markets are eagerly anticipating the U.S. Federal Reserve's potential interest rate cut, which could benefit select ASX-listed companies with significant U.S. exposure. Amcor could see reduced borrowing costs and strengthened cash flows, potentially leading to increased earnings. Transurban may attract more investors seeking yield, with potential profits from lower long-term borrowing costs. Goodman Group benefits from falling bond yields, indicating long-term growth potential. ResMed stands out as a favorite in the healthcare sector, with ongoing bullishness. Aristocrat Leisure thrives on increased consumer confidence, while WiseTech Global could see faster adoption of its supply chain solutions. Credit Corp shows signs of recovery with improved collection rates and growth opportunities. Xero's push into the U.S. could result in more cash flow for small businesses and stronger prospects for integrated payments platforms. For traders, technical confirmation is key in identifying strong setups and potential opportunities.
Western Retail Advisors brings Ridgeview Plaza in Mesa AZ to 100% leased. Western Retail Advisors has successfully brought Ridgeview Plaza in Mesa, Arizona to full capacity, leasing out all available space in just under a year. The plaza, located on over 12 acres at 2920 N Power Ardide, now boasts a diverse lineup of tenants, including the Greek Spot, Action Ride Shop, Lion Shield Barbershop, and Here Again America's first Arizona location. The exclusive leasing team at Western Retail Advisors brokered the deals, representing property owner First Jacobs LLC. This success follows their full leasing of Highlands Village Shopping Center, demonstrating the strength of the North Mesa submarket. For more information about Western Retail Advisors and their services, visit WRetail.com.
Q&A with William B. HD, former SharkNinja head of global IP, brings business thinking to private practice at boutique IP firm. William B. Lacey, PhD, shares his journey from a career in chemistry to patent law, highlighting pivotal moments that led him to his current role at Lando Anastasi. At SharkNinja, Lacey supported innovation by building a top-notch IP team and implementing strategic initiatives to protect the company's growth. He now advises clients on enhancing their IP strategies, emphasizing the importance of wargaming IP and fostering a culture of innovation. Lacey offers valuable insights on building strong IP teams, implementing effective communication protocols, and preparing for unforeseen challenges. With his unique blend of business acumen and legal expertise, Lacey aims to help companies in chemical, biotech, and analytical methodology industries navigate the complexities of IP management and portfolio development.
For the Magnan family, Seabrook is a great place to live and work. Byron and Alice Magnan chose Seabrook, an Erickson senior living community in Tinton Falls, NJ, for their retirement move. Their son, Brian Magnan, is Seabrook's facilities manager, and their daughter-in-law, Melanie Magnan, works as the community's trips coordinator. The couple was drawn to Seabrook's one-level, maintenance-free homes and amenities. After positive experiences with the community, they made the move in July 2024. Byron enjoys woodworking at Seabrook, while Alice praises the therapists at the outpatient therapy office. Their son, Brian, is grateful that his parents are enjoying a worry-free retirement at Seabrook. For more information on senior living at Seabrook, request a free brochure.
Boutique pet salon concept opens in Nashville's Pet Friendly the Nations. Woofies on the Spot, a new boutique-style pet salon concept, has opened in Nashville's Pet Friendly the Nations. Owner Eric Warner, with experience in startups and Fortune 500 leadership roles, also owns Woofies of SE Nashville. The salon offers spa-worthy pampering for pets with walk-in convenience. Located at 5704 Ohio Avenue, clients can enjoy local shops while their pets get pampered. Services range from quick touch-ups to full grooming, all in a calm, one-on-one setting. Woofies on the Spot complements their successful mobile service, offering appointments and walk-ins with personalized care. Eric Warner emphasizes the demand for high-end yet approachable pet services, meeting pet parents where they are. For more information, email sanashville@woofies.com.
Q&A with Omer Gottlieb, co-founder and CEO of salespeak.ai. Omer Gottlieb, co-founder and CEO of salespeak.ai, is on a mission to revolutionize the B2B buying process. With SalesPeak's AI sales brain, visitors get expert-level answers instantly, boosting engagement rates by 3 to 5 times. Buyers gain trust and speed, while sellers benefit from insights that lead to shorter sales cycles and smarter campaigns. SalesPeak isn't about replacing sales teams. It's about enhancing the buying experience. Omer envisions a future where AI-to-AI interactions dominate, and SalesPeak is at the forefront of this shift. His ultimate goal for SalesPeak is to be on as many websites as possible by 2025, setting the standard for intelligent, AI-powered buying experiences. As a second-time founder, Omer's motivation lies in building categories and fixing broken experiences with a buyer-first philosophy. And on a personal note, his passion for flying has taught him valuable skills that benefit his role as a founder. Biomed News breaks: Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ, NTRB, reports 51% revenue growth, strong cash position to advance Aversatinol. Nutriband Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NTRB, reported a 51% revenue growth, reaching $1.29 million for the 6 months ended July 31, 2025. With cash reserves of $6.9 million, the company is well-positioned to advance its lead product candidate, Aversafentanil. This product has a Type C FDA meeting scheduled for September 18. Nutriband plans to submit an NDA based on data from a single Phase 1 human abuse potential study, potentially making it the first abuse-deterrent transdermal fentanyl product globally. The company's second program, Aversabuprenorphine, is projected to reach peak annual sales of up to $130 million. Nutriband continues to grow revenue through its Pocono Pharma contract manufacturing subsidiary.
Caliber acquires Car Body Lab to expand nationwide fleet servicing capabilities. The Caliber family of automotive repair and service brands, including Caliber Collision and Caliber Auto Glass, has acquired Car Body Lab, a mobile auto body repair company servicing 20 cities across 7 states. Terms of the acquisition were not disclosed, and Car Body Lab will continue to operate independently. This strategic move is expected to enhance Caliber's auto body repair capabilities for Caliber Fleet Solutions, a specialized division for large volume fleets and businesses. Rudy Jude, founder and CEO of Car Body Lab, will join Caliber's leadership team as Vice President of Operations, bringing together expertise to deliver quality repairs and service excellence nationwide.
ESG breaks: Powerbank Corporation, NASDAQ, AVUSIWITH, updates on Skaneateles Community Solar Projects. Powerbank Corporation, a leader in North American energy infrastructure development, has secured all required municipal approvals for 2 community solar projects in Skaneateles, New York. These projects, located on industrial brownfield sites, will deliver clean energy to the local grid, allowing renters and homeowners to earn bill credits without installing panels. With a track record of over 100 megawatts of completed projects, Powerbank's Skaneateles projects will support New York's goal of 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025. To learn more about Powerbank and their renewable energy projects, visit www.powerbankcorp.com.
Blue Shark Digital ranks number 37774 on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Blue Shark Digital LLC has secured the number 3774 spot on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest growing private companies. The company also ranks number 27 in Washington, D.C., number 233 in the Washington Arlington Alexandria metro area, and number 329 in the advertising, marketing, and public relations category. With a remarkable 99.47% revenue growth from 2021 to 2024, Blue Shark Digital continues to excel in helping businesses expand their digital footprint. Founded by Seth Price, the agency specializes in local, organic, and paid search services, delivering outstanding results for clients nationwide. Blue Shark's consistent growth and client success have earned them a well-deserved place on the Inc. 5000 list for the 6th consecutive year.
Global Tech Corporation, GLTK, building value through AI, big data, and digital infrastructure. Global Tech Corporation, ticker symbol GLTK, reported a 23.3% year-over-year revenue increase in Q2 2025, reaching $5.63 million. With a focus on AI, big data, and digital infrastructure, the company is advancing its capital markets profile through a private placement and strategic advisor appointment. Global Tech is leveraging technology to drive business growth, recognizing the importance of AI, big data, and digital infrastructure in today's economy. As a U.S.-based technology holding company operating globally, Global Tech is well-positioned to accelerate transformation and unlock long-term growth.
Tech media breaks, wearable devices lilted. NASDAQ WLDS, WLDSW reports first half 2025 results. Marks commercial debut of Mudra Link. Wearable devices LLW announced strong financial results for the first half of 2025, highlighted by the commercial debut of its Mudra Link wristband. The company reported increased revenue from Mudra Link and Mudra Band, along with a reduced net loss. CEO Asher Dahan emphasized the growing demand for touchless interfaces, positioning wearable devices as a leader in the wearables market. The company continues to invest in R&D, marketing and operations, exploring opportunities in consumer electronics, military applications, and health analytics. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Vision Marine Technologies, Inc. NASDAQ VMR expands electric training program at Nautical Ventures dealerships. Vision Marine Technologies, Inc., NASDAQ MAR, has expanded its electric representative training program at Nautical Ventures Florida dealership network. The training of electric representatives at key locations has been completed, allowing customers to receive expert guidance on the company's eMotion M180E, the first certified 180 HP continuous electric outboard. Vision Marine has delivered two eMotion 180E equipped boats with more on the way, and is now offering on-water training sessions and customer demonstrations. CEO Alexandra Manjan stated that the program combines education with real-world experience to support adoption, with multiple Vision Electric boats currently in stock at Nautical Ventures showrooms for immediate delivery.
Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OPHC, is one to watch. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., traded on NYSE American under the symbol OPHC, has reported record earnings and profitability, with 2024 net income reaching $13.1 million and core ROE exceeding 23%. The company anticipates surpassing $1.2 billion in assets by the end of 2025 and aims for continued growth to $1.5 to $1.6 billion by the end of 2026. Optimum Bank has achieved SBA preferred lender status in just over 2 years and expanded its SBA lending program from zero, showcasing rapid execution and small business demand. Strategic investments in a new digital core platform are expected to improve scalability and user experience. With a strong capital position and disciplined underwriting, Optimum Bank trades at a significant discount relative to peers, offering an attractive entry point for investors. Optimum Bank Holdings, the parent company of Optimum Bank, headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, offers relationship-driven banking services both locally and internationally, focusing on real estate and commercial lending to support borrowers seeking accessible financial solutions.
Securian secures $4.6 million of incremental contract awards. Securian Inc., a leading innovator in AI-driven cybersecurity and IT solutions, announces $4.6 million in new contracts, bringing the total to $73.6 million in AI-powered growth. Leveraging its proprietary AI-enhanced CyberShield ARX platform, the company is driving over 15 engagements across various sectors. Initiatives include providing AI-powered IT and cybersecurity assessment services for a major county government, supporting a critical health IT implementation, and delivering cybersecurity solutions for a healthcare organization. With these new contracts, Securian projects $2.1 million in the third quarter of 2025 and an additional $2.5 million by the end of the fourth quarter, further amplifying its impact in the digital transformation landscape. Sendero Consulting named to Fortune Media and Great Place to Work's 2025 Best Workplaces in Consulting and Professional Services list. Sendero Consulting has been named to the 2025 Best Workplaces in Consulting and Professional Services list by Great Place to Work and Fortune magazine. This prestigious award is based on anonymous survey responses from nearly 149,000 employees in the industry. Sendero's Chief People Officer, Melody Maddox, highlighted the company's focus on building a culture where individuals are valued and empowered to grow in their careers. The company's dedication to its employees has also been recognized by USA Today, Top Workplaces, and Great Place to Work. Sendero's commitment to creating a positive workplace environment has led to its consistent recognition as a best place to work since its founding in 2004. PG Edge unveils PG Edge Enterprise Postgres alongside full commitment to open source. PG Edge, the leading open source enterprise Postgres company, announced the release of PG Edge Enterprise Postgres and a full transition to an open source licensing model. This enterprise-grade PostgreSQL distribution offers high availability, support for PostgreSQL v16, v17, and soon v18, and enterprise-ready extensions. PG Edge also made its distributed Postgres components fully open source under the PostgreSQL license. Customers can now scale seamlessly from a single instance to globally distributed deployments. PG Edge Enterprise Postgres is available immediately for VMs, with container support coming in Q4. Optional services include dedicated support with a net promoter score of 100. PG Edge is committed to providing flexible, scalable solutions while staying aligned with the PostgreSQL community. ESG Breaks, Aston Bay Holdings Limited TCQB ATBHF reports final geophysical survey results at Storm Copper Project. Aston Bay Holdings Limited reported final results from the MMT geophysical survey at the Storm Copper Project on Somerset Island, Nunavut. The survey revealed large conductive anomalies consistent with high-grade zones at the cyclone deposit, suggesting potential copper sulfide mineralization. CEO Thomas Ulrich stated that permitting, economic studies, and feasibility work are progressing to advance Storm toward a potential mining operation. This positions the project to benefit from strong copper demand, driven by electrification, renewable energy, and infrastructure growth. Aston Bay is a publicly traded mineral exploration company exploring for high-grade critical and precious metal deposits in North America. The company is exploring the Storm Copper property and CUA-XENCO Epworth property in Nunavut.
EU chief says the bloc plans to exit Russian oil by 2028. EU officials are sticking to the 2028 deadline to end energy imports from Russia, despite calls for immediate action. EU Energy Commissioner Dan Jorgensen confirmed the commitment to phase out reliance on Russian energy by January 2028. This decision allows the bloc time to find alternative sources as Russia is a major oil and gas producer. Companies like GEMXX Corp, OTC, GMZ are exploring new opportunities to fill the supply gap. For more updates on GMXX Corp, visit the company's newsroom. TinyGems, a communications platform focusing on small and mid-cap companies, offers tailored corporate communication solutions to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. Learn more at tinygems.com.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited and Babcock International Group execute a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited and Babcock International Group have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to co-develop a rapidly deployable platform for the Ukrainian Armed Forces. The platform will integrate 5G communications, ISR, and counter-UAS capabilities. The Nexus 20 platform will be transportable by truck and include a 20-meter tower for mission-critical operations. Babcock's International Director, Mark Goldsack, emphasized their commitment to supporting Ukraine. SciTech's CEO, Brenton Scott, highlighted the regional expansion opportunities this partnership brings. Babcock International Group is a FTSE 100 company focused on enhancing defense capabilities, while SciTech is a developer of autonomous mobile communication platforms based in Perth, Australia.
DataVault AI unveils WiSi eEndeavor Receiver Module, redefining price and quality standards in wireless audio. DataVault AI, through its acoustic division's Wireless Sound Association, WiSa, has unveiled the WiSa eEndeavor Receiver Module. This module integrates patented WiSa eExpress multi-channel wireless audio software into Android and Linux-based streaming AV platforms. The achievement marks a breakthrough in price, scale, and availability in new markets. WiSa, founded in 2015, includes member companies like Bang & Olufsen, Harman, Klipsch, LG, and Microsoft Xbox. The WiSa eEndeavor module is a purpose-built, ultra-efficient 5 GHz wireless audio solution that delivers uncompressed high-fidelity sound with fixed low latency and seamless multi-channel scalability. This launch reflects DataVault AI's commitment to enabling technology that creates premium audio experiences at scale.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, NASDAQ, QNTM, receives buy rating, $45 price target from Kingswood Capital Partners. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, has received a buy rating and a $45 price target from Kingswood Capital Partners. The valuation is based on discounted cash flow and assumes successful Phase 2 and 3 trials of lead candidate LucidMS between 2026 and 2028, with a commercial launch in 2029. The report, led by Kingswood senior equity analyst Karen Sterling, PhD, CFA, was prepared independently without consideration from Quantum Biopharma. Quantum Biopharma is a biopharmaceutical company focused on developing treatments for neurodegenerative, metabolic, and alcohol misuse disorders. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM.
Nutriband Inc., when market confidence validates scientific innovation. Nutriband Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the symbol NTRB, recently saw investor confidence in their Versentinel product validated through warrant exercises at $16.40, generating $5.3 million. This demonstrates strong conviction in the abuse deterrent transdermal patch ahead of its NDA filing. The strategic funding received positions Nutriband to finalize development and FDA submission, with a target of $80 to $200 million in peak U.S. annual sales. This market validation is crucial for companies like Nutriband, working on innovative solutions for complex issues such as opioid abuse. For more information on Nutriband, visit their newsroom online. This segment was brought to you by BioMedWire, a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors. Investor news breaks. Newton Golf Conf Company, Inc., NWTG, signs junior golf standout Addison Clock as affiliated athlete. Newton Golf Company, Inc., NWTG, has signed junior golf standout Addison Clock as an affiliated athlete. Clock, a top junior golfer from Southern California, has committed to playing Division I golf at California State University Fullerton. Her achievements include multiple honors and awards, with credit to Newton Motion Shafts for enhancing her game. Newton Golf, known for its physics-based engineering, aims to provide golfers with precision-engineered clubs for stability and performance. For more information about NWTG, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire offers advanced wire-grade press release syndication for companies and the investment community, providing access to a wide network and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.